Welcome to your daily devotional for August 9th. Choose good company. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verse 33 reads, "Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits." The Bible warns us against keeping bad company. We can often become like those we choose as our friends. This can be a good thing or a bad thing. Samson was born into a godly family, but he made bad choice after bad choice. His choice of women was particularly bad, and it ended badly for him. Samson had seen a woman in Timnah of the daughter of the Philistines, and over his father's wise counsel and objection, he said, "Get her for me, for she pleases me well." Then, when things did not work out, he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. Samson's own ways and his poor choice of women landed him in trouble, and he became a grinder in the prison. Samson's choice of friends was not any better. Samson's best friend even ended up marrying his first wife after an estrangement. Our choices in friends and love interests have consequences. We can spite our parents, our wise counselors, God's word, and Jesus Christ himself, but for the moment of satisfaction, of rebellion, and self-gratification, the consequences come, and sometimes last a lifetime. Please, I speak to you young people in particular today. Be careful who you hang with, who you choose as friends, who you choose to date, and ultimately, who you choose to have a long-term relationship with and marry. If they are living life ungodly, don't join them and learn their ways. You may think you can be a good influence and not get mixed up in the parties, dangerous activities, on chats, on the smartphone, or whatever else they may be up to. Maybe they excuse the behavior away and you're tempted to do the same because you want to be accepted and loved. But it's not worth it. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Please choose godly friends, which can have the opposite effect. I know, young people, that you want to show that you can make your own independent decisions, but please get wise counsel. If you want to make some great independent decisions that will really show mom and dad that you know what's what, learn your Bible and do it God's way. Arm yourself with Bible truth, which will work out better for you than any worldly counselors or opinions. A good Bible church and godly folks who have been there and done that can help you out here. It's a win-win doing things and choosing godly friends, dates, and ultimately your spouse. Amen.